السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also sisters listening over receivers and at the madrasa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this ayat of the Quran Sharif tells the believers, fazkuruni azkurkum, you remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me, do not be ungrateful. One of the great ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to us, for which we have to make a lot of shukr, is the ni'mat of the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh, we know that he was a great muhaddis, and he says one of the greatest ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to me is the propagation of the Quran Sharif. Besides all the other ni'mats and all the other gifts and other bounties, the greatest ni'mat is the tabligh of the Quran Sharif. This Quran Sharif is in our hands, in our homes, in our cars, on our radios, on our cassettes, on our discs. It is everywhere now, easily available. If you have to go to a bookshop, the Quran Sharif is cheaper than the rest of the books that are there. Some of those books, they are not even that many pages, that volume is not that big, but yet the price is much more than a Quran Sharif. It is easily available, and that is what makes it appear in our sight as being something, na'uzu billah, as being cheap. When something is cheaply available, then we think that what we have obtained so cheaply is, na'uzu billah, cheap. That means that Quran Sharif is also cheap. Whereas, there is one riwayat that in Lawhe Mahfuz, each word of the Quran Sharif is so big, like the mountain of Qaf, it is stated. Each word, each letter, each alphabet of the Quran Sharif is like that huge mountain. And there may be some kalam on the authenticity of this Hadith Sharif, but it is mentioned in reliable books that all the angels put together, they try to pick up this one letter, they cannot pick it up. That's how weighty just one letter of the Quran, one alphabet of the Quran Sharif is. The reason why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it very easily available is that anything that is required for the survival of man, anything that is required, which is a great necessity of man, you will find that that is the cheapest. Something that is extremely important for the survival of man, it is the cheapest. Look at fresh air. Do we pay anything for fresh air? The oxygen in the air. When a person is on life support, or when the person requires oxygen when he is in hospital after an operation and he has to pay for the cost of that oxygen, then he comes to know how precious that oxygen is and how expensive it is. But look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how much of oxygen he provides for us free of charge. Why? Because it is required for the survival of this man. So much so that if you have to go to the forests and the jungles and look at the leaves of the trees, then we know that it is scientifically proven that at night they give off carbon dioxide. All the leaves, they give off carbon dioxide at night. It is said that you should not sleep under the trees all the time, because it only gives off carbon dioxide. But the early part of the morning, straight away, every leaf of every tree starts producing oxygen. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan on every leaf starts producing oxygen. Photosynthesis and everything that they talk about. Which grandfather went and gave the technology to that leaf of switching over so quickly from carbon dioxide to oxygen? So something that is most important for man, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it also extremely easy to avail themselves of it. Water, because of all the purification and all the other things that take place, we pay so much for it now. Otherwise, it is required for man, therefore Allah Ta'ala made it easily available. The rivers, the lakes, the dams, Allah Ta'ala made water available. The borehole we may dig, but after that look at the amount of water that comes out. For years and years the people are using that. So anything that is necessary, it is important for the survival of this man, then it is easily available. Gold, diamonds, pearls, does everybody really require that for survival? The Kohinoor diamond, does everybody need it for survival? Therefore such kind of diamonds also are very, very difficult to obtain. You have to have a lot of money to obtain such kind of diamonds, millions sometimes, because it is not necessary. So the Quran Sharif is a necessity, it is a need of man for his hidayat, for his guidance. Therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it easily available, so that a person does not object, or the person does not complain, or the person does not find an excuse. He says that I could not get a copy of the Quran Sharif. There are many countries in it which it is very difficult to obtain. But that is our problem, that we did not propagate and we did not distribute to those people who are desirous of reading the Quran Sharif. So we have Quran Sharifs in our homes, on our shelves, and as I said now, even on the cell phone you can have the whole Quran Sharif. So what excuse do we then have that we cannot read the Quran Sharif or we cannot listen to the Quran Sharif? So the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, because it is a requirement of every Muslim, because iman will progress with the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. An increase in the iman will come when the person is going to listen to the ayat of the Quran Sharif, when he is going to read the Quran Sharif, when somebody is going to read and he is going to listen. In whichever way, when the ayat of the Quran Sharif are recited, then this person who is a believer in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who believes in akhirat, in jannat, in jahannam, on the day of judgment, then this person, his iman will increase. So the tilawat of the Quran Sharif is a means of the increase of the person's iman. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made this easily available. But that does not mean that because it is easily available, na'uzu billah, it is a cheap commodity. We cannot pay for that which is in the Quran Sharif. It is the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now this is the majlis of zikr. We are going to be doing a little bit of zikrullah. But this is also part of zikr. Any discussion of deen is zikrullah. Of course, the specific zikr also. But because there was a completion of Quran Sharif by the student, Maulana Yusuf's student he is. So, what I am saying is that something that has become easily available, so we should not consider it cheap. The Quran Sharif is the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it easy for us that it came onto pages, we can read it. The meaning has been explained to us, we can understand it. Otherwise it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's kalam. Kalamul muluk e mulukul kalam. They say that the speech of the king is the king of speeches. So what about the speech of the king of all kings? What are the kings of this world? Shaho ke saro par taj e gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. The crown on the heads of the kings, they bring them nothing but headaches and pain. All the time they are fearing revolution and coup d'etat and riots and destruction and shooting and killing. That's why they have to go in such convoys. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who gives crowns to people, sometimes as a test. But He is the king of all kings. So what about the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is His sifat? It is His attribute. Now there's a big discussion with regards to the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but this is not the majlis for it. So we should develop that azmat of the Quran Sharif, because the recitation of the Quran Sharif will bring noor into the heart, dependent on how much of azmat and respect we have of that Quran Sharif. Before the person recites, he must first, for a few minutes or for a few seconds, think of what he is now going to recite. He will be reciting the Quran Sharif. He may not become like Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala, that when he opened the Quran Sharif, he said, Haza kalamu Rabbi, and he used to collapse, fall unconscious with the azmat of the Quran Sharif. But at least he will have some kind of azmat coming into his heart, some kind of greatness of that Quran Sharif that he's going to recite. That is reciting the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that Allah whose kalam it is, He Himself is now listening to me. So that sifat of ihsan that we talk about, and ta'bud Allah ka annaka tara fa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak. It is not only for namaz, that in namaz the person thinks that my Allah, I am watching him with my own eyes, and if not, then at least Allah is watching me. That's not only for namaz. Even when he is reading the Quran Sharif, then that is what he should be thinking, as if he is watching Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as if, because we cannot see Allah ta'ala with our own eyes. Here in this world, Qiyamah Day in Jannat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove those veils of noor that cover his countenance, and then every person will be able to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as a person sees the full moon. Without pushing and bumping anybody, we are able to see the full moon. So on the day of Qiyamah, or when the person is in Jannat, now he will be able to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How many times in my majalis you may have heard, Unke rukh se niqaba jhutegi, aaj nazaron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqaba jhutegi, aaj nazaron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. The veil will be moved from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's countenance. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazaron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko. All the pain that the person was taking upon himself of restraining himself from haram and fulfilling the ahkam and the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now he is going to get the rewards of that pain that he was enduring. Whilst his young friends were in rave clubs and discos and cinemas and theatres and in dance halls and in filthy porn sites and on filthy television programs, at that time this young person, he was restraining himself. In winter months, the person was getting up for Fajr Salat, going to the masjid to make it with Jamaat, no matter how cold. Summer months, early part of the morning, when the person wants to sleep, he is getting up and going for Salat. hot summer months he is fasting from dawn till sunset, sometimes 16 hours, 18 hours, 20 hours. He is giving zakat, no matter how much he loves his wealth, but he is giving zakat and he is giving fitrah and he is giving sadaqat and he is making qurbani. Person is spending his money, no matter how much he loves it, but he is going. No matter how much he loves his home and the comforts of his home, but he is going for hajj. And in that crowd he will be making tawaf and he will be going to Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah and taking the bumps and knocks and push and everything else that takes place. For whom was he doing all that? Why was he restraining himself from drugs and drink and wine and women who were illicit for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So now that veil will be removed and Allah says, for me you did everything. The person will forget everything. There will be no ni'mat greater than that. So this sifat of ihsan must come even in the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. That when he's reciting the Quran Sharif, he says, my Allah, I am watching him. Or if not, then my Allah is definitely watching me. Now when he's going to recite the Quran Sharif with that kind of jazwa in his heart, and again, what is he reciting? He's reciting that kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which created revolution in the hearts of so many people around the world. Millions of people. And in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those who were very, very staunch, they said, we'll never give up our kufr and our shirk. We will continue with our persecution and our torture. And we will fight the Muslims until we annihilate them. They were the ones who accepted Islam after listening to the Quran Sharif. Big, big groups and big, big jamaats and big, big communities and tribes accepted Islam. Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala, which sword affected him? Which sword was he scared of? Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala takes the sword to go and assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when he listens to Surah Taha from his sister, then that same Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala today rests in Medina Sharif next to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. Rosa Mubarak. Hazrat Jafar radiyallahu ta'ala, he comes down right here to Ethiopia and in the court of Najashi he recites Surah Maryam. Najashi was a Christian, but his eyes began watering. His clothes became soaked in his tears. What was that? At the end of the Jummah khutbah, we hear, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'izil qurba wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal bagh ya'izukum la'allakum tazakkaroon. Read the tafsir of that ayah. Whole tribe accepted Islam. Aksam bin Saifi heard that ayat when he went back to his tribe. The whole tribe accepted Islam just on listening to that verse. Why is it not having an inqilab in our hearts? Why is it not causing a revolution in our hearts? So either we are not reciting the Quran Sharif, and if we are reciting it, then it is like how we recite, how we read any other book, like that we recite it. We'll get some sawab for the recitation, whether we understand it or not. But in the first place, it is not even correct recitation. Now, it doesn't mean we must give it up. If we give it up, then how are we going to bring that ikhlas and that sincerity? What I am saying is that we must try and develop that. How long are we going to continue in that same pattern that we are completing Quran Sharif upon Quran Sharif? But that noor and that kafiyat is not coming into our hearts. Huffaz of the Quran Sharif, I mean, those who are by-hearted and memorized and they spend so much of time. So many of them are in rave clubs, in discos, in cinemas, and with their cell phones watching all the filth. Their parents are becoming sick and tired of them, and yet those parents were making every effort to see to it that this child completes the Quran Sharif and becomes a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Do rehab centers and hafiz go together? Do prostitute quarters and hafiz go together? Do rave clubs and hafiz go together? I keep on repeating these things because we are being faced with it every day. So we make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept the completion of the student. Nasir, Tar, Allah Ta'ala make it a sadqah jariya for his parents. Allah Ta'ala make him recite the Quran Sharif, understand the Quran Sharif, make amal on the Quran Sharif, and all the huffaz, those who have completed the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must create the azmat of the Quran Sharif in their hearts, and not only the huffaz but every Muslim. The day of the Muslim began with the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Now the day of the Muslim begins with CNN, BBC, World News, this station, that station, this channel, that channel, watching all whatever is happening around the world. That is what our day begins with. Look at the life of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajmain. How did they begin their day? So if we want Noor, we want Rahmat, we want Barakat, we want peace, we want happiness, we want contentment, we want satisfaction, then there is no other route but to come back to the Quran Sharif, the azmat of which has left our hearts. Recitation of the Quran Sharif must become part of our lives, even a little a day. It is not meant for the month of Ramadan. One of my good friends, elderly person here, you're saying, because he reads a lot of the Quran Sharif, there's one young person telling him, but Ramadan is over, why are you still reading Quran Sharif? Ramadan is over, what, every time I see you in the masjid reading Quran Sharif? There are reports of people completing the Quran Sharif once in 2 months, once in a month. Many, many people. That's like unlimited. People completing in 1 week. So many. But there are people who even completed three Quran Sharifs, four Quran Sharifs a day. And according to the Muarrikhin, that there are reports, and that is the maximum that they have heard or they have listened to themselves, and that is 8 Quran Sharif. Between Zuhur and Asr one, between Asr and Maghrib one. Now we will say impossible. Why we will say impossible? Because we don't know what is Barakat in time. We don't know what is Barakat in time. How Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them Barakat in their time. What they can do in that limited time, we cannot do in the weeks that we have or months that we have. But there are such reports, we cannot deny it. So at least we can complete one Quran Sharif a month. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As I stated, there is a majlis of zikr tonight. So we will now have our zikrullah.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon.
For the benefit of my young friends, although I've explained this many times, O Allah, in the path towards you, everybody seems to have taken off. Everyone seems to be flying high, soaring high in the sky. The only one that is like a speck of dust on the ground still is myself. We should consider ourselves to be that speck of dust and think of everybody else as flying high. Not that we consider ourselves to be holier than thou, that everybody else is inferior and we are superior. Don't let pride, don't let takabbur come into the hearts. It has destroyed the greatest abid, and that was shaitan. Greatest abid of his time. But it destroyed him. He became shaitan, a rajim, rejected one. So he says, Ya Allah, everybody has taken off. I am the only one that's like a speck of dust.
Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Raha mein bekar tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں.
My beloved Allah, everyone in your garden is a beautiful flower. The only one that is a thorn is myself. This is not just poetry, it is something that we must ponder over, reflect over. We must x-ray our hearts, examine our lives, introspect, as they say. How much of injury and pain and harm and hurt we are causing to people around us with our actions, with our despicable actions. Our akhlaq, our character. Do we ever look at it? Sometimes our wives are the victims. Sometimes our children are the victims. And for the wives, sometimes their husbands are the victims. Sometimes our parents are the victims of our hurt and our injury and our abuse. Sometimes our neighbors, sometimes our clients and customers, and sometimes our family members, sometimes the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must consider ourselves as thorns and make tawbah.
Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon.
Do our actions give off any fragrance, or does it distance people from us? Rasul e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's akhlaq was such that there was fragrance. Sahaba e Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajmain, in every action of theirs there was a fragrance of Iman and Islam. Where is that fragrance in our lives? We can have knowledge, we can have everything. We know, it's not that we don't know.
मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ.
Ya Allah, create in my heart also some kind of concern that there is a day of judgment on which I will have to stand before you and account for my deeds and actions. I can get away and I can conceal my sins and faults from my neighbors, my parents, my family. But can I conceal it from the one who has blessed everyone else with sight? The one who blessed billions of people with sight, and yet we consider him to be the only one who is blind. When we are committing sins in darkness, we say, no one was watching, no one was watching. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aansu.
मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ. रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ.
ऐ अल्लाह, I remain useless all my life. Make me a useful person now. We have been sent to be of use to mankind, of help to mankind, of hidayat for mankind.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा. ओ माय बिलवड अल्लाह, यू नो हाउ डर्टी एंड फिल्थी हार्ट आई हैव. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है. एवरी हेयर ऑफ माय बॉडी सीम्स टू हैव बीन डीपली इमर्स्ड इन द ओशन ऑफ सिंस. ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा.
माय बिलवड अल्लाह, दीज आर द लास्ट डेज ऑफ माय लाइफ. वी डोंट नो whether इट इज द लास्ट सेकंड ऑफ आवर लाइफ. यंग यंग चिल्ड्रन आर डिपार्टिंग सडनली इन एक्सीडेंट्स, इन शूटिंग्स, इन सिकनेसेस एंड इलनेस. नो मोर ए क्वेश्चन ऑफ ओल्ड एज. In fact, the old people are still living. What are the ages that we hear of people that are passing away. 10, 12, 6, 18, 20, 30. That's so we must consider every second as being the last second. That means stay ready, any time the angel of death can strike, we don't know where and when. We don't know whether we will reach safely our homes after the Salat, or that whether we will even leave from here alive, or our janazah will leave from here, what do we know? Just a few weeks ago in one of the masjid, just at the time of khutbah, Jummah khutbah, the person just made some sound and collapsed. What a Mubarak mouth in the masjid, mashallah. And nothing. Suddenly the person is gone. As I always say that we talk about ever-ready batteries, but when the time comes to put the torch on, the batteries are dead. They're not ready. We must not be like that. We must be ever-ready. Carry on with the work. It doesn't mean close your business, don't marry anymore. Don't travel anywhere because death can be the next second, so now we mustn't do anything. The Sahaba-i-Kiram, they ruled. Look at Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and others. They ruled over such vast continents, territories. Yet they had so much of concern that death can come anytime.
Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyo main usi mein ho intiqal mera.
The remaining days of my life, oh Allah, let me live in your muhabbat, in your love, and let me die in your love. Mera marna jeena khuda ke liye ho. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho.
Now this is what gives hope. After having acknowledged our sins, our weakness, our shortcomings, our faults, our errors, our slips, after that the person doesn't lose hope in Allah Tabaraka. He is very merciful, very forgiving, very kind. He is the only one that is prepared to accept us no matter how far we may have gone. All he wants is a turnaround, a reverse direction. Come back towards him, acknowledge mistakes, and make up the intention that if it is the rights of people, we'll start fulfilling. Money is owing to people, we'll start paying. If we have hurt and injured people's hearts, then we'll ask for forgiveness. And if it is namaz, roza, zakat, whatever must be, qazas are missed out, then we'll try to fulfill and pay. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make that person a waliullah. Long as he doesn't intend returning to those sins again, then accidentally again, if he went back to some sin, then make plenty of tawbah. But don't be persistent. The Muslim does not say that, inshallah, I will give up sin someday in my life. That means that we are saying that Allah doesn't will that you give it up now. What we want is immediate. The person may say, ya Allah, I gave it up, finish. What has it brought in my life? Nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ask any person who's on drugs and drink and wine and women, What has it brought in his life? After watching one filthy movie, is he satisfied? That's enough now. After having committed zina and adultery, fornication one time, 10 times, 20 times, is he satisfied? That's enough now. Even if he drinks the water of the ocean, it's not going to quench his thirst. He will have to drink clean, fresh, pure water. So make tawbah, make istighfar. It's for our own peace of mind, our own happiness, our own satisfaction. We're not going to help anybody else but ourselves. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. We have announced that Isha Salat tonight will take place at 10:02. So we will stop here. That much is sufficient too for a person's islah. That much is sufficient if we want to make islah. And if we don't want to make islah, then we can go on and on. Our whole life will go in listening to majalis, but we'll be still in square one. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq of amal. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أي مري الله أي مري رب كريم. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, completion of the Quran Sharif has taken place also in this majlis tonight. My beloved Allah, we are asking you the barakat of the Quran Sharia to forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. Indeed, my beloved Allah, we are the worst of all sinners on the surface of this earth. Everyone in your garden is a beautiful flower, oh my beloved Allah. The only one that are thorns are ourselves. My beloved Allah, with our tongues and with our eyes and with our hands and with our feet and with our actions, we have caused so much of hurt and injury and pain to so many people around us. My beloved Allah, day and night we have indulged in so much of vices and evils and sins that even Shaitan becomes ashamed of our sins. We have used your bounties, your gifts, your great ni'mats for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for watching haram. The great ni'mat of hearing for listening to haram. The great ni'mat of speech for false oaths and qasams, for lies, for curses. Ah, my beloved Allah. The great ni'mat of speech for slicing at the hearts of people. My beloved Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. But you dearly love those who turn towards you. You dearly love those who seek forgiveness for their sins. My beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness of all sins. Forgive our past, forgive our present, forgive our future. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai, gande hai, napaak hai. Committing so much of sins, our hearts have become napaak and najas and impure. But my beloved Allah, who is there to forgive us besides you? If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy and kindness because of our sins, then who do we go to? There is no other support for us besides your support. There is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Vere Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness, then we'll be destroyed. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of forgiveness for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the faults and the errors of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, throughout the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going through so much of tests and trials, so much of persecution and torture and harassment. Ya Allah, so many are still languishing in Guantanamo Bay and so many other places. My beloved Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook their shortcomings and their sins and their faults. Ya Allah, don't test us and don't try us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot take any kind of pain or hardship or difficulties. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Bless us all with good health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us or in hospitals, in clinics or in homes, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Cure us of all our spiritual ailments also, my Allah. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with obstinacy. Our hearts are filled with jealousy, with envy. My beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the nur of iman, with the nur of yaqeen, with the nur of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, with the nur of zikrullah, with the nur of hajj and umrah, with the nur of charities, with the nur of good deeds and good actions. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have already left for Hajj, make their Hajj easy. Make it maqbool and mabroor. Ya Allah, remove any kind of barriers, obstacles and problems in their path. And those who are still leaving, Ya Allah, make it extremely easy for them to depart. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have blessed with children, but their children are gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give them hidayat, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Give the parents the tawfiq to give proper bringing to the children. Ya Allah, we are living in a vicious environment. We are being lashed by storms of fitnas from all sides. Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. My beloved Allah, hum kidhar jaye, where do we go? Who is there to protect us besides you? My beloved Allah, protect each and every one of us. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our wives and children, protect the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, protect our homes, our properties. Ya Allah, fear has gripped the hearts of everyone in this country. Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Change the conditions of insecurity to that of security. My beloved Allah, it's not difficult for you. It is not difficult for you. It has happened in the past and it can happen again. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pass on the message of Islam. To bring into our own lives the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, of husbands and wives, of brothers and sisters, of family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, give hidayat to the entire mankind. Let the winds of guidance and hidayat flow throughout the continent. Ya Allah, let the winds blow throughout the continents. It is not difficult for you to give hidayah. Ya Allah, there is no shortage of space in Jannat. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayah and guidance. Ya Allah, remove the pain and suffering of entire mankind. Conditions of drought and famine and whatever it may be, Ya Allah, remove those difficulties. But those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam and they will continue the persecution and the torture and the oppression and tyranny upon the ummah. Then, my beloved Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, send flood waters against them. shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, cause division amongst the ranks. Cause the planes to crash and the ships to sink. Ya Allah, give victory to the Mujahideen of Islam. Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Whether we like it or not, Ya Allah, the angel of death is going to squeeze the soul out of our bodies. We don't know where he is going to strike the sword and when he is going to strike the sword. We are definitely not ready, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, watching some filthy movie, or in adultery or fornication. Ya Allah, the Ummah today, how many of them are dying in prostitute quarters, escort agencies, in adultery, in fornication, in cinemas, in discos and in rave clubs. Ya Allah, don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace come upon the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam because of our actions. How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah if he has to catch our garment and ask us that I sacrificed my whole life for you. My teeth were shattered in Uhud because of the Ummah. I stood whole night in prayer and my feet swelled because of the Ummah. 3 solid years I was ostracized and boycotted because of the Ummah. I was stoned in Taif and I bled so much that my shoes became filled with my Mubarak blood because of the Ummah. And is this the repayment that you gave? Ya Allah, bless us with haya, with shame, with modesty in our lives. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyib. Take us to Madina Tayyib. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habibullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi. Agar waha muqaddar nahi, wherever it may be, let it be in a state you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, those who have completed the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah, make them recite the Quran Sharif, understand the Quran Sharif, practice upon the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, make them sadqa jariya for the parents. Accept all the khidmat of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, all the institutions of deen, bless them with maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, those who are making an effort to impart the knowledge of deen, accept each and every one of them. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, bless them with maqbooliyat. Bless all workers with ikhlas. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he asked for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. There are so many things that we haven't been able to ask, my beloved Allah, but you are well aware of their desires and wishes. Whatever their good wishes and desires may be, Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the pain, the suffering, the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the sicknesses, the diseases that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is suffering. Ya Allah, remove their suffering and their pain and their difficulties and their problems. Whatever it may be, Ya Allah, you are well aware. Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari dua'o ko qubool farma. Hum na qabil-e-qubool hai, phir bhi qubool farma. Hum gande hai, phir bhi qubool farma. ہم گندے ہیں تیرے بندے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.